This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to talk some Blues hockey. Welcome to the Blues NHL podcast, hosted by former Blues defenseman Jamie Rivers and former Blues enforcer Darren Kimball.
And we got a problem in front of the Hawk bench. Kimball pulling at Roenick. Here's Kimball swinging at Roenick wildly, and the linesman trying to get in between them.
Federico stole it from Reinhardt, breaking in to Hunter. Hunter shooting, rebound.
Chevalier, he'll be thrown out of the game. Curtis Joseph grabs Chevalier, and the two goalies go at it head to head. And Joseph with three great rights.
Turgeon Hall looking for 500. He shoots. He scores. Brett Hall, number 500.
Oh, unbelievable save by Jake Allen.
Tarasenko in the clear. He scores.
And now, here's your off-ice official, Jim Cromer.
Hello, Blues fans. Welcome to the first edition of the Blues NHL podcast for this 2018-19 Blues season. Coming to you from the lineupmedia.fm studios, and as always, brought to you by our good friends at innovatedcompanies.com. Special thanks again to Randy Green for being a part of our show this year. All the gang over at InnovatedCompanies.com, that's the construction team, heating and cooling team, the electric team, and of course the new plumbing team ready to roll. Residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter, Randy Green's your man. Well, I'm coming to you from the McKendree Recplex, located in beautiful O'Fallon, Illinois. We're going to kick off the podcast season this year as the McKendree Bearcats, coached by the Blues NHL podcast own Gary Henson and Tommy Butter Brown, take on the Blues alumni led by our own Jamie Rivers. Jamie's on the ice, throwing it around a little bit. Some of these youngsters are feeling a little rambunctious as I watch the beginning of the game. Guys like Jamie Rivers, Barrett Jackman seem to have a smile on their face, but I don't think these kids are smiling. They want to see what they got against some of the former Blues greats, and of course, we're happy to bring you the show. I'm excited about the Blues season. Lots going on as I see Mr. Rivers come off the ice. I'm not going to say he's winded. I'm going to say he's got a smile on his face. He's ready to play some hockey this evening. We've had a lot of stuff go on this offseason with our St. Louis Blues, and I know you guys are about as excited for a Blues season as you've been in a long time. We've had some subtractions, which I know some of you are excited about. I know one of my co-hosts, who will not be with us this evening, Mr. Kimball, is extremely excited about one of the subtractions. I won't say any names. But I can tell you, Blues fans all over are excited about a couple of the additions that the St. Louis Blues have made. We've got news from training camp already as Jake Allen is out with back spasms. That's not a great start for our goaltending situation, but the Blues assure us that he'll be ready to go by the beginning of training camp. Hopefully we can get more from that from Jamie Rivers as the show goes on. A lot of people have been paying attention to social media know that Jamie Rivers was running the informal workouts for the Blues players. And newest Blue, Ryan O'Reilly's gotten a lot of fanfare. His work ethic, the extra time he's spending, his desire from day one to come here and not let down the St. Louis Blues for their investment in him, both financially and in what they gave up to get him. I think Blues fans are going to love Ryan O'Reilly. If Jamie Rivers comments and tweets about Mr. O'Reilly and his work ethic are any indication as to what kind of season he's going to have, I think we're going to love it. Before I get to Jamie Rivers, let's just go ahead and remind you guys, let's get to BluesNHLPodcast.com, where you can subscribe to the show, do your shopping at Amazon to help our great producers Brian Kroc and Andrew Allen. It doesn't cost you anything. Once you click Amazon, you're done with us. As we come to you this season, podcasting is growing in social media. You can find us at STL Blues Podcast on Twitter. If you're a Blues fan and you follow us, we're going to follow you back. We're going to try to do a lot better job with Facebook this year, so we need your help. Find us on Facebook. Type in BluesNHL Podcast. I'm going to ask that you like our Facebook page and then click Invite your friends. Invite all your friends if you'd like, or you can go through and invite all your just Blues fans friends. We know there's a lot of closet Blues fans out there, so just invite them in and we'll have some fun with them. Blues NHL Podcast Show on Instagram as well. And of course, we're happy to be part of lineupmedia.fm. Home now to Yo Radio, guys. Lots of great things happening with Yo Radio. There's going to be some hockey stuff happening on Yo Radio. Download it now in your mobile device app store. I know you're going to enjoy it. It's everything you'd think it'd be now, but it's going to be so much more soon, guys. We're going to do some hockey stuff with it. I know you guys are going to enjoy it. And again, going to be happy to bring it to you. Well, as I watch the action move forward here, I look at the tired legs of a few players, and I see the energetic legs of some of these younger guys, but they're having a great time out here. We're going to be real curious your guys' thoughts as Blues fans on the new additions as we roll into training camp. I know you guys will be extremely excited to let us know your thoughts on that. But moving forward, please know that all you guys got to do is get a hold of us, let us know what you want us to talk about. We're happy to do that. We'll have back some of the favorite segments. You know, sometimes Jamie's pissed, sometimes Jamie's happy. Doesn't matter. We're all happy to bring it to you. Kimby's cranky sometimes. You never know. But I can tell you this. He doesn't have much to be cranky about this year. His boy Berglund is gone. So let's find out what else he's got to be cranky about. Although last time I seen him, he had a big smile on his face. So he's back coaching. He's ready to roll for this hockey season. And again, I'm excited to bring you this episode. All right. Back here on the Blues NHL podcast, I've got Jamie Rivers in between periods. Jamie, how you doing, bud?
I'm a little out of breath right now. These boys, we expected them to come out hard, and you know, they're not disappointing. They're playing really hard. They're playing us well. So, hey, it's a great atmosphere. It's fun to do it.
You know, I opened the show with talking about a tweet that went out a few days ago that you've been running the informal camps with the Blues. Big name, Ryan O'Reilly, really impressing everybody with his work ethic, his desire. Tell us a little bit about some of the informal skates.
Yeah, they were great. You know, the guys took it upon themselves to organize these skates. You know, Alex Petrangelo was the leader of that whole thing, and it was great. They asked me to come out and help out, and they were going hard. I mean, it's the hardest I've ever seen a team go for 6 weeks prior to the regular season or a training camp, and everybody's talking about Ryan O'Reilly. Well, he was putting almost 3 hours a day out there on the ice. He wasn't alone either. Petro, Steiner, a lot of guys are out there putting in extra, so it's pretty exciting to see it.
How about a couple of the other new names? Tyler Bozak, how's he doing? Tyler Bozak?
He looks good, yeah. You know, high-end skill. He's going to be like a third-line guy, probably, you know, possibly a second-line guy. It's amazing that the Blues have, you know, so much depth now with their center position that a guy like Tyler Bozak ends up being your third center. It's great.
How about Robbie Fabbri? A lot of excitement seeing him on the ice. I mean, I'm not going to ask you to play doctor, but how healthy does he look to Dr. Rivers?
He looks great. You know, first couple of skates, he was holding back a little bit. But the last week, for sure, he was going full out. And it was great to see today that he was going full out at camp. Everybody's talking about how good he looks. So it's good for Robbie. He's had a tough road here the last couple of years. So it's good to see him get off on the right foot here. And hopefully he's that guy that gets to put in 15, 20 goals this year that we didn't have before.
A lot of fan angst, if you will, with the news of Jake Allen. You want to put some minds at ease, or do you want to call it like you see it?
Well, it's training camp, right? And Jake's not a rookie anymore. So if he's having any kind of little tweak or a spasm or whatever they're calling it, then it's probably the best thing to do is to keep him off the ice. We don't need him to be, you know, standing on his head in training camp. We need him to give us a full hockey season of great goaltending, which we know he can do. So I would chalk this up to let's not hit the panic button by any means. I think he'll be ready to go on opening night.
Any other names that you want to throw out there? I mean, there's so many, and I know you've worked with, you know, all of them at one time or another, but, you know, we've seen Petro working hard this offseason to try to even take his game to another level. But, you know, Blues fans are excited. We're seeing a lot of excitement when it comes to Blues hockey.
Yeah, it's something to be excited about for sure. I mean, these guys, I've never seen a team, like I've said many times, never seen a team put just this much effort in this early. And I could go down the roster from top to bottom. We had every single guy out at those skates at one time or another, and I've never seen that before. So, you know, I've been around the game a long time, been around the Blues a long time, and I'm really excited for this squad to get going.
Plenty of player movement in the NHL. Eric Karlsson traded. That's a big boy. You're rolling your eyes at me. That's a big one.
That's craziness. Wow.
Bernsey and Karlsson, that's a handful back there. But, you know, the league in general, you know, teams are loading up. They're trying to do what they can. You know, what's your – I mean, I hate to ask you to give me a prediction, but, you know, what – you know, you get it. You've played long enough. You've coached long enough. You've been around the guys. Give me a gut feeling. What do you think?
Well, it's going to be really tough Western Conference, that's for sure. I mean, the East has got some great teams as well. There's certainly the Tampa Bay's, the Boston's. Toronto's going to have a new look. You know, Western Conference is just jammed. You know, who knows what Vegas is going to do. We've got Winnipeg. We've got Nashville. We've got the Blues. We've got San Jose now. This league is not easy, and I think that's going to take quite an effort just to make the playoffs, let alone do any damage in the playoffs or look for a cup run.
I know fans love to get a name or two from you that we may not be seeing every day, may not be on the tip of our tongue, but they look to you for that name of, you know, like you gave us Vince Dunn before a lot of people even knew who Vince Dunn was. You know, just some names of a couple guys you're keeping your eye on. How about that?
Yeah, well, I would say Vince Dunn again. I know it's redundant, but he looks great out there. You know, he's such a great young defenseman, so much poise. He skates so well, handles the puck. You know, Colton Parayko, remember that guy this year. You know, everybody, I don't know everybody, some people were kind of down on him a little bit last year, thought maybe he could provide more. I thought he was a solid defenseman, certainly a second year of full-time play. It's tough sledding out there in the NHL, but he's a guy this year I think we're going to expect a lot out of him. We're going to get a lot, too.
You know, I look at the Blue squad, and I'm trying to, you know, pick a player that I think may do this or may do that. You know, we can't not have a discussion without talking about the local boy. How's Mr. Maroney making his way around Cardinal Stadium? The smile on he and his son's face and all the stuff they're doing. I can't even imagine. So how about Pat?
Patty looks great. You know, he came in certainly trying to be careful about his back, but he looks great. He was getting after it pretty hard in the practices. He's really excited. That I can tell you in talking to him and being around him. He's really excited to get going. He's really excited to get that first game under his belt with the blue note on his chest. And, you know, he really wants to be a part of this team for many years. So he wants to have a good season, maybe talk a contract extension, and stay here. So I'm excited for the local boy to do some good.
Last thing, and then I'll let you go because I know you want to get in the locker room with the boys. You know, when we were talking when all this was going on, the one name we were concerned about was how were they going to sign Pat Maroon and Joel Edmondson. Now, you tell me if I'm crazy, but it looks to me like Joel Edmondson was a team player here.
Yeah, you know, both he and Patty.
And Pat, well,
you know,
yeah, Pat, obviously.
You got to remember that he took a significant amount of
risk.
Less
Well, there's a risk here,
and
too.
And a risk involved. And Joel Edmondson, too. I mean, they ended up getting a deal done. So both those guys, I think a lot of guys are going to be team players here. You know, you got a squad like this that you're able to put on the ice, that you're able to compete with. There's a lot of guys that sacrifice little things. And certainly money's a big issue. And financially, we always try to make sure we're doing a good job with that. But, you know, I think this team is going to be special this year.
Well, conveniently, as I'm going to release you to the locker room, the gentleman who's leading the Bearcats up 1-0 with a
guy complaining about every single call the referee is making out here.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
With a grin on his face, he and Butter walk up conveniently as you're leaving. First period. Okay, all right, Rose, we'll see you between periods. Coach Henson, Coach Butter from McKendree. Gentlemen, what do you say? Is this kind of your kickoff thing every year now, or what's the deal?
Yeah, absolutely. It's as you hear the horn go. Yeah, it's a kickoff for us. It gives the boys some legs and some air, but more importantly, like these little guys on the ice, what we're trying to do here is build the game. And it's, along with the Blues and the Blues alumni and McKendree, it's our job to create the next generation of hockey players. So not only does it benefit us with helping us get conditioned for the game, but it also helps us expose more young people to the game, and maybe they'll fall in love with it as much as we have. There's a packed house in here tonight. There's about 900 people in here, and lots of little guys, and so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you can't see it, obviously, at home, but what I'm looking at here is the McKendree squad put together a little Tykes game in between periods like you see at the Blues. Big of Cam Jansen to stay out and referee the bout. It looks to me like looks to me like we're going to get Cam over here and find out if we have a winner. Cam, really nice of you to join us on the bench here. They asked you to stay and referee the little Tykes game. I noticed there were no calls.
Well, no, I'm not going to call anything. You know how I like it. But I tell you what, there's always one kid out of the pack that sticks out, and that was that number 19. I forget his name. But the kid can skate. And it's always funny when you see a group of kids when they're that young. There's always that one kid that sticks out, and I found him earlier today.
You know, Coach Henson from McKendree was just mentioning that as this is a kickoff event for McKendree hockey and the Blues alumni are so gracious. I know you guys do a lot of stuff with McKendree, Jamie, and his Synergy Hockey and some things. But you guys are really trying to grow the game in St. Louis with youth hockey. I know that's important to you. You played youth hockey here. You know how important it is. We've seen the growth of youth hockey in St. Louis. Stuff like this, when you get an opportunity, it says a lot about somebody like yourself that you'll stick around and do that. What do you see in the youth movement in St. Louis that really makes you feel as positive as you guys do?
First round draft picks.
Yeah, there's nothing like success.
You know,
right?
Like, oh, wow, okay, yeah, it's working. A lot of kids are coming out. And you know what? I noticed it too, and I got a group of guys that we skate together on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And anytime we need a sub, I could call about a million kids to come out there and keep up. They're coming out of the woodworks. There's new rinks being built, and it's really going to help these kids and the families really be able to, you know, get to where they need to be and not have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and drive all the way out to, you know, who knows where because there's not enough ice.
As an alumni and as a gentleman that's so, you know, big on youth hockey, how excited are you about the new facility?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Which one?
Yeah, I mean,
you got
Chesterfield one. Well, the Blues
practice. You got Enterprise, and then you got the Fourth Sheet down in Maryland Heights. It's going to be our second home. We'll have a nice locker room in there. Lindenwood University will be there. All these AAA kids. It's just great. It's going to be unbelievable. And we'll be able to gamble next door as well.
You know, last thing, Cam, and then I'll let you go. Any thoughts? Have you been around some of the skates this year that Jamie's been conducting? Have you
oh,
seen
yeah.
the guys?
Oh, yeah.
You want to give some thoughts?
Well, the kids are good. Are you talking about the youth kids or the when he's training like Petro down at the Mills?
I'm talking about the whole thing. You know, the fans that listen to the show, they like the inside dope. You know, Jamie every year gives us a name or two, and then sure enough, halfway through the season, it's like, I never heard of that guy, and look at what
well,
he's doing.
He sees them all, and you can just tell. And sometimes you won't hear about a kid, and all of a sudden, boom, one year, he takes off. And it just shows that Jamie's been helping all these kids. And, man, just to find their edges, to learn how to skate, to keep stay on their toes, Jamie's been great about that. And there'll be kids out of the woodworks.
Your good friend Pat Maroon, who I know you train with in the offseason, yeah. not just hockey, to throw it around. Your thoughts on Pat Maroon's return to St. Louis?
Big teddy bear.
Yeah. Big rig, big teddy
big rig,
bear?
Yeah. The fans are going to love him. He'll be able to go up and down the lineup with these. They can spot him anywhere, front of the net. Shows toughness from St. Louis. Kid's going to have a blast. A lot of pressure, but he'll love it.
Your thoughts on Vladimir Tarasenko with the new guys? There's been some talk about Ryan O'Reilly possibly. How do you see that? Good fit?
Well, I see Patty with him too.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude, he needed a number one center, and we got one with Ryan O'Reilly. And now they're going to have to gel. You could put all the lineups up you want. They need to mesh with each other on the ice, and I think they're going to do it.
All right, well, hey, I know you want to get in the locker room with
cool,
the
buddy.
Fellas. We appreciate you. Tell the listeners, I know you have your own stuff that you're doing,
yeah.
What your station and where they can find you.
Find me on 5-9 The Fan, 1-3 Hardline, 2-4 Cam Jansen Show on Fridays.
All right, you're the man, Cam.
Cool,
thank
buddy.
You so
All
much,
right.
brother. We appreciate
Thanks,
you very much. That's Cam Jansen joining us from the St. Louis Blues alumni, former Blue. All right, get back to some McKendree talk here. Butter, how'd it go on the bench there, bud? You guys leave with a 1-0 lead. I saw Gary doing a lot of hand gestures. A lot of Seinfeld movements on the bench. It looked like you were doing all the coaching.
Yeah, we were doing all right that period. We got out to a good start. Might have fizzled out a little bit, but we're trying to get some legs in us right now. So we'll have to see how we come out this period.
Your goalie has definitely kept you in the game. You guys did have a couple shots down here on the end, but your goalie's definitely kept you in the game. He's a good player.
Yeah, Bestie's been our number one for the last 3 years now, and he's been a first-team All-American 2 years of that and been our playoff MVP the last 2 years. So Besty does a real good job for us. Actually, he was the goaltender that was called down to skate with the Blues during rookie camp this year. So he skated with the Blues in their rookie camp and got exposed to some real good hockey, and I think it benefited him, and it's going to help us move forward.
When it comes to McKendree hockey, and we talk about it being kind of like a growing thing here in the Midwest, allowing kids the opportunity to play hockey at a high level, attend quality college. The impressive thing for me is I listen to your starting lineup today. We have kids from as close as 15 miles away to kids from halfway around the world. What's that mean to you as a coach to know that this has become a destination
well,
for that type of hockey?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't come without a lot of hard work and cooperation from, you know, the people at McKendree that helped me out, and Butter, of course. But it's pretty neat to have a kid from our hometown, Granite City, standing next to a kid from Switzerland. And, they've become really good friends about guys. So, it's exciting to see, because there are times, you know, I can put a starting lineup out there and not one of them's from the United States. And it just shows you the exposure that McKendree has worldwide, and especially with hockey and what we've built here.
Let's get to some Blues talk. Butter, your thoughts on the Blues offseason?
Well, I mean, we picked up some players that we talked about last year when we were discussing some moves. So I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, Ryan, any name in particular? Ryan O'Reilly's obviously the big name. Pat Maroon, I know we all talked about him extensively.
Pat Maroon was a big one we talked about. And, we thought that was kind of a dream player to go after. Never thought we would have got him here, and here he is.
I tell you what, as the guys mentioned, Gary, your thoughts on a line of Pat Maroon, Ryan O'Reilly, and Vladimir Tarasenko. You think Vladdy might have some room to move out there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'll tell you what, if I was 91, I'd want those two bodies out there with me.
Those are some big boys out there he can play with. Definitely open up some ice.
Yeah, even these alumni guys are huge.
Yeah, they're big guys.
Holy cow.
You know, I saw, they call him the Big Rig for good reason. I saw him at the Cardinal game with his boy. He is a put-together dude. There is no doubt about it.
He's a big man. Patty's a big man.
Your guys' thoughts, I'll let you go after this. Obviously, everybody's concern now lies with Jake Allen. We've talked about certain injuries and how they affect certain players, but, Butter, I'll start with you. I don't know about you, but a back injury to a goalie makes me a little nervous.
Oh, very nervous. That's you're sitting the whole game with your a lot of pressure on your back. So that's going to be a tough one to get over.
Gary, last but not least, Hendo, your thoughts on Jake Allen and the injury? I mean, you guys coach, you guys have bumps and bruises. I don't like back spasms. That can mean a lot of things.
Yeah, definitely for a goaltender because of the position they have to sit in most of the time. But Jake's a professional, and I'm pretty sure he's doing the right thing to get himself back in shape. So, I mean, I'm just like everybody. You know, everybody's day-to-day, so we'll see about Jake.
All right, I'm going to let you guys go. I know you got to get in the locker room. I appreciate both of you. I look forward to doing the show with you guys this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
You put on a tremendous event. I know for all our listeners, during the period, I'm going to be pulling a few guys down off the bench, hope to get Barrett Jackman. But we appreciate everybody joining us. All right, on the bench in the second period, you guys with a flurry of goals to tie at 3-3. I'm here with the new Blues announcer, taking the place of legendary Kelly Chase. It looks like you got a big shoes to fill. Joey Vitale, St. Louis boy, how you doing?
I'm good, Jim. You called me at the end of a long shift. Hey, I'm thinking my breath, I'll be all right.
How about I'll long-wind you here with a question, and I'll long-wind you with a question here and let you catch your breath.
No, you're good.
So,
go ahead. I'm good now.
You've had you had a nice career as a player, and you're still out here playing, supporting hockey in St. Louis. But, man, talk about a dream job if you're not going to play.
Yeah.
Could you have imagined this, let's say, 6 months ago?
Oh, my God, never, ever, ever in my wildest dreams. You know, leaving hockey and not being a St. Louis Blue was hard for me. It was a goal of mine always when I was playing the NHL to at least play a little bit here or finish my career here. And, you know, injury kind of kept me from doing that. So when I got this call and jumped on the opportunity and, like I said, I'm just very, very lucky and fortunate they picked me in the end.
Now, as you prepare yourself for this season, I'm sure you're doing a lot of homework. I'm hearing a lot of good things. I know Jamie Rivers has been running the informal skates. Any thoughts on the new team and some of the things you're seeing or noticing?
Man, I think the overall skill level is just absolutely insane right now. I mean, I was out skating this past week when Rivs was out there, and you look at Ryan O'Reilly and Tyler Bozak, I mean, Sanford, I mean, Maroon, all these guys are just, man, they're zipping the puck, and I think we got so much more depth down the middle now, and that's where we really needed it. I think, you know, Dougie Armstrong did a great job in the offseason bringing those guys in, so that's what we need to be done.
You know, obviously Jamie was on earlier, Cam Jansen in the show. They mentioned a lot of the names that we expect to hear. You mentioned a name that I'm curious your thoughts on, Zach Sanford.
Yeah.
How familiar are you with Mr. Sanford?
You know, I'm not too familiar with him. I follow him a little bit in his college career when he was at BC, but, you know, I think that he really impressed me the last couple days. You know, he's a tall body. I think he's a little bit of a sleeper. I think a lot of guys are looking at Kyrou and Thomas, and they're looking at some of these other guys on this fourth line. But he's the guy that missed a lot of time last year because of injury, but he really has impressed me so far this year. So he's a guy definitely in the mix.
Any of the young guys that you want to give us a young name?
Another guy that really has, he's not young. He was his rookie season last year, Vince Dunn.
Yeah.
I thought he had a great rookie year, and he's really impressed me in camp. He looks poised. He looks confident out there. Coming! And, he's another guy.
I know you got to go. Hey, thanks. I just want to say congratulations.
Dude,
welcome
so
to St. Louis, pal.
I appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Bye. All right, as we wait for the third period to begin here, I'm with a new friend, a friend of Mr. Kimball's. I understand that you know Mr.
Yeah,
Darren Kimball.
Yeah.
I'm here with Nick Nelson. Nelson Landscaping has been with our podcast now for a couple of years, friends with Darren for a long time. I went upstairs to try to get your mom or dad to come down here and talk about the family business a little bit. And, you know, they've been so good to us.
Yeah,
but
they're scared.
They didn't want any part of it, but you jumped right in there. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
How are you enjoying your time here at McKendree hockey-wise?
Oh, I love it, man. It's great. Obviously, you see this this atmosphere. It's pretty cool. It's just a really good time, you know. So
4-year university here. Yep. You've been trying to work your way up, and mm-hmm. they have two teams here.
Yeah,
you're working your way up. I was telling you when we were walking in, you know, last year you were a freshman. You looked a little soft. This year you're getting a little bigger.
Yep.
It truly is a program. You can work your way up and just keep it rolling.
Yeah, I mean, it really just depends on what you're going for. It's kind of hard, you know, just not playing juniors and trying to work your way up to D2, but you got to do what you can and work hard on and off the ice. So.
Been playing hockey your whole life?
Oh, yeah, since I was 5 probably, yeah.
Was a dream of yours to play college hockey?
I'm sorry?
Was it a dream of yours to play college hockey?
Oh, yeah, that was my main goal. I didn't really care where. I wanted to do it, you know, so.
So you've took the opportunity to have a local college that's really made a name for itself hockey-wise. How are, like, academics-wise, atmosphere-wise, any thoughts on McKendree for anybody out there thinking about sticking around and playing some hockey in the area?
It's definitely a great school to go to. Majority of the kids at our school are student-athletes, so they really really tailored to the student athlete type of student. So I don't know. I feel like, you know, school's important, and they make sure that, you know, everybody knows that. But also they want to do very well on in their sport. So yeah.
And it's a good academic school.
Yeah, definitely.
I know from talking to your dad that you had some opportunities to do some other things.
Right.
And you chose to come here and play hockey and pursue your academics.
Mm-hmm.
Good decision.
Oh, definitely. Best decision I've ever made.
So I'm sure this wasn't your first summer working for the family business, but
you've been doing it
for a long time.
Since I was 14. I'm 19 now, so yeah.
Five years. Hard work, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely hard work. So
you guys do some amazing landscaping work. I tell all our listeners, if you drive around down in the Ozarks, some of those massive houses with the beautiful landscaping, you guys probably had your hands in that mud.
Yeah.
You know, any advice for any young guys out there trying to decide what they're going to do with college hockey?
I made the decision to go right after high school and just go straight to college and get my schooling done, you know, still be able to play. And, you know, that was the best decision for me, so, yeah.
Good for you, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's got to make their own decision.
Right. I'm not telling you, you know, you got to do this, got to do that. This is what I wanted to do, and I love it, so.
Last thoughts. This Blues alumni game versus your school.
Yeah.
Pretty neat event. It kind of kicks off your season.
Definitely.
You saw some of these guys growing up. I know, obviously, we mentioned earlier, you guys, your family is tight with Mr. Kimball and his family.
Yep.
I know you know Jamie Rivers pretty well.
Yeah.
You got a little smirk on your face there. Are you longing for the day to get out there in an alumni game with him, maybe give him a stick across the shins or something?
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome, man. We'll see how next year goes.
I saw one of your boys tussle a little bit with Mr. Jansen.
Oh, yeah,
Would that be in your realm of some things we might see from you if you make it on the ice next year
him? No, I don't think so. Blair's been doing it 2 years. It's his second year doing it in a row now, and I guess we'll leave it back to him next year, too. So
the same guy did it tonight. I noticed another somebody did it. It was the same guy last year.
Yeah, it was the same exact guy. Fought Cam Jansen 2 years in a row. So
what did he say about it last year? And did he have any thoughts after it was over?
Yeah, I mean, he said, you know, he's a smaller guy, so he said it was pretty crazy, you know, just squaring up with him because you never know. That guy's got some power. So.
Well, hey, he'll be able to say his whole life he fought a guy that played in the NHL,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, hey, listen, you were nervous about doing this. You're a pro, man.
Not really.
Yeah, you're a pro. You didn't stumble. You didn't look for nothing. Look at your parents over here. They don't even want to look over here. They're nervous we're going to hand them a microphone. Hey, this guy's a pro. This guy, look, here she comes. She wants the mic now.
I know.
Mama Nelson, as Mr. Kimball refers to you. He did a good job. The new face of Nelson Landscaping.
We'll see.
Nick Nelson. All right. Well, hey, listen, I'm glad you wound up here. I know you had a decision to make, and you wound up here at McKendree.
Yep.
I know, you know, we were happy to obviously follow you in your journey, obviously through your parents and their support of our show. We want to encourage everybody to check out nelsonlandscaping.com for all your landscaping needs. They ask us to get their stuff moving along here in the St. Louis market. As you know, I'm in the Ozarks, but they're here too. So. Great stuff from you, my friend, and I look forward to following your career here at McKendree College.
Thank you.
All right.
I really hope you guys enjoyed that first edition of Blues NHL podcast. Obviously, kind of done on the fly, so to speak. If you could have been there, you would have seen where I was. I literally was located directly behind the Blues alumni bench, and the way that's configured there, there's a door where, and I think this is interesting, there's a door where you can actually get out of it without going on the ice, but there's nowhere for the players to go because they're on skates, right? It's concrete. So I literally was standing right there, and I would go up to the edge of the bench with the mic, and a couple of the guys would come down. So it was really interesting place, A, to watch the game, B, to have access to the guys, to listen to some of the chatter. I will say one of the things that I thought was awesome was, yeah, you know, they're obviously not in the NHL anymore. Some of the guys obviously more removed than others. Some guys from the area that have played at different levels. Some guys recently still playing competitive hockey. I got to tell you, they still treat the game the way it, you know, they have fun with it, obviously. But, man, it's amazing to hear them come over and talk about the shift and sorry, bad Pat, you know, I didn't see you, you know, hit me next time on this or that. It was really kind of interesting. I guess the thing is it just doesn't go away, the old player in them. And they're all great guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the talk. Like I said, we learned a little bit about training camp, some things that are going on. Obviously, this week we plan on having an in-studio show, hopefully with Mr. Kimble and Mr. Rivers to maybe go a little more in-depth as we, you know, every day is another day into training camp. Hopefully some Jake Allen news. You know, there's some reports coming out that possibly this was done in the nick of time, I guess. I mean, I guess we're always nervous about injuries, and as we said on the show, back injuries when it comes to goalies is a complete another thing. But we hope you guys enjoyed it. I can't thank our sponsors enough, InnovativeCompanies.com. Check them out. Residential, commercial, industrial. Randy Green does a tremendous job. He's a man of his word. You know, heating and cooling, electric, plumbing team now available for your services. And, of course, the construction team, they do a tremendous job. Adam Smokehouse will be with us this year again with the Minner Arena segment, live from Minner Arena. They do an awesome job, of course. Nelson Landscaping, you guys did hear us talk to Nick Nelson, the son. You know, what a great kid. Amazing things going on at McHenry and just a tremendous family that likes to support the community. So we'll go from there. But like I said, for all of our Blues fans, we hope you enjoyed it. We know that you're dying for some Blues hockey. The training camps, you know, people are interested to see what's going on. We know that. And we hope to bring you more soon. For all of us here at Blues NHL Podcast, let's go Blues!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.